Zach. Thanks for meeting me today.
Hey, you got it.
All right. So I just thought we could have a little chat today. I hear you're working on some really interesting things. I'd love to hear a little bit more about, you know, what's keeping you busy nowadays and what are you working on?
Yeah. So what I'm largely up to at this point is kind of the current iteration of this long-term path I've been on with real estate and real estate marketing. So, a while back I took a job as a marketing director for a real estate team. That was like my first foray into the real estate world. I had known marketing, but didn't know much about real estate. I'm not a great employee, so I ended up taking what I learned there. I mean, on good terms and everything, but taking what I learned there and what I helped that team with, and started helping agents and brokerages across the country, achieve some of the same success that I helped that team with. And then I did an agency thing for a while. I've done a bit and still am right now focused in a bit of the course world. But one of the areas that I'm most interested in and I'm focusing on right now is actually connecting with, companies that themselves are trying to reach the real estate community, right? So, SaaS companies and places that have a software or product or service that are looking to reach that real estate professional market, and helping them, refine their content, put together some great, marketing resources and webinars and that kind of stuff, often doing them together with them, so that we can put together some really great information to really help them either reach that market or better activate their own lists even. So yeah, that's what I'm up to right now.
So that's really interesting. So do you focus mainly on helping people reach the commercial real estate market or residential, or it doesn't matter?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it matters a ton. It's one of those things that I wouldn't have known had I not gotten into this world. But commercial real estate and residential real estate, while they have their similarities, are very, very different in terms of like how you think about marketing and how you go about it. So I focus largely on people who are working with residential real estate agents and the residential real estate process, right? So helping the kinds of agents who help homeowners buy and sell homes, right? That's the idea. In commercial real estate, while generally marketing is marketing, right? But where you find people who own commercial real estate, what they're looking for, what they're interested in, what are the hot buttons that make somebody want to buy or sell commercial real estate property are actually very different than what makes somebody want to buy or sell in residential real estate. And actually, commercial real estate ends up being a lot more similar to working with investors, because often they're the same kinds of people, actually, than it is, working with agents who specialize in, your average homeowner.
So I think it's really interesting how you've kind of gone over this whole journey, and it definitely makes sense to me because I know the real estate market really well, and I just find it really interesting that you've now pivoted to helping other companies reach that market because you know it so well. Like, what do you find is some of the biggest mistakes that they're making? Because are there some myths or something that we're all following that are just completely wrong when we're trying to reach out to this market?
So I mean, it's not just, and I would say it's not even just the real estate market itself. This is a problem that a lot of companies have, I think, in general, which is how to describe it? Getting too in the weeds on what your product and service is, and not being able to think enough about what does your client or customer want, right? So a lot of, especially in the tech space, I found this to be the case where the companies are very focused on, making the tools work right, making them function properly and making them smooth and maybe have good user interfaces. And that's not, obviously that's great work and that's necessary. But all of those things essentially come on the back end of why would somebody use this, right? And why does somebody need this? And that's where a lot of the lead-in discussion around marketing, around a product or service comes into play. So what I tend to find is that it's just hard for people to, get out of their own box, right? Where it's like they're so focused on this is what my product does that they have a hard time thinking of, here are alternative use cases, or here are the strategies where this could be employed, and why do they matter, and why are they important? Kind of that bigger overall, where does this fit in somebody's business, rather than just, hey, here's what my tool does. And so, yeah, when I'm working with, companies in like the tech space in this way, very often that's what I'm doing is I'm saying, okay, here's what your product does, and here's where I see it fitting into somebody's business. And so let's put together some content that gives somebody, hey, here's a really cool tactic that you can use, or a good strategy that you can use to grow your business or to get this result that you want, right? Like maybe it's generating more leads, or maybe it's converting more of those leads into sales. And so we put together content that solves one of these clear and pressing needs, the content that is already top of mind for that agent. And then we show how, hey, if you want to implement this tactic or this strategy, you either need this tool next to make it easy, or this tool will make that process 10 times easier, right? Like maybe you could do it without the tool, but your life is going to be better off if you use the tool instead. And so so we focus on teaching to the end result that they want, rather than just saying, hey, here's all the things that the tool does, right? We put the focus on the journey that the customer is on first and foremost, rather than putting the emphasis on the product.
See, so if you had something like, say, okay, so two of our good friends have software called Lead Bubble, and it overlays mm-hmm. this video on somebody's page, and I would think that it might be helpful for realtors to have that on their website to help make it maybe shorten the time period for somebody who's browsing on their site to actually submitting a question or booking a call or something like that. So how would you, because right. I just, right. I'm better when I think I hear an example to kind of hear how it works, a real world example. So how do you think that would fit in with sort of what you just talked about?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in regards to something like Lead Bubble, the kind of content that I would help, Drew and Dave, the great guys who have put together the software, the kind of content that I would put together with them would be something akin to how do you maximize the number of leads that you generate from your landing pages, right? Like how do you maximize that? And that's going to be a combination of things, right? It's going to be having one idea or one end result that you're looking to generate from the page, right? You're not going to send them a bunch of different places. You're going to have a landing page that has one desired end goal, and maybe what we talk about is we start introducing the idea of people like to communicate in different ways, right? Somebody may not be ready to either buy your product off of the sales page, or even become a lead right off, right? Maybe they have a couple of questions, or maybe they want to know that you're a real person first. And so using something, and this is where Lead Bubble will kind of come in and be part of the answer to this, is sure, you still have your page, and your page is going to be set up, and we'll give you all these great tips about how to do it. But one of the easy things that you could do to maximize the number of leads that you generate is by giving people more options to communicate in the way that they want to be communicated with, right? So giving them the option to send you a text message, giving them the option to call you on the phone, giving them the option to communicate with you via Messenger or something, right? And further, making sure that the fact that they can communicate with you this way gets noticed. Because honestly, on so many of the websites that we visit today, the little chat bubble that says that you can chat with people, it's become commonplace. And so it starts to fade into the background. And sure, if you know that you're looking for it, then you notice it. But if you're not sort of thinking about it, then it just, you may miss it, right? And so what's cool about Lead Bubble is part of the nature of the design is that it's nearly impossible to miss. Right, you notice it, you see it. It's doing something interesting and different by showing, a small video clip as the little thing that pops up to show you, show you that you could chat with them, right? And by simply making a minor change like that, and that being part of a tool and that being easy to do, you're maximizing the number of people who notice it, and therefore take you up on this opportunity to communicate with you. And that, and that's really where the power comes into play, is that, you know, first, it gets noticed, and two, you're giving people the option to communicate with you in the way that they want, which makes it more likely that they're going to take the action. And that's how a tool like Lead Bubble is going to help you maximize your conversion. And so that sort of idea would come into play, you know, not just, you know, flow of thought. I was diving more into Lead Bubble, but like, in terms of actually like putting together content for it, that would be one way of doing it, where we take that and maybe we talk about, other basic concepts, like making sure that your headline is clear about what you're offering, and those kinds of ideas, where it's more of an overall structure of what do people want? Well, people want, to generate more leads. Okay. So let's just talk about generating more leads. Let's give people a few ideas to generate more leads, and let's just make sure that one of those ideas is about why Lead Bubble is such a great fit to really take that to the next level. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. So what exactly, so once you kind of go through this journey with the business owner, like Lead Bubble, for example, what is it that you actually do then? It sounds like are you actually creating the content, like blog posts and things like that? What exactly do you do to help these companies?
Yeah, so it varies depending on the relationship, but first and foremost, what I tend to do is I tend to bring these companies into, in and onto my podcast, where we essentially, after we've created this idea, I create content with them on a podcast, right? And put that out to my audience of real estate agents, so that we can promote them to my audience. And then if that goes well, if that's something where I feel like, I really, it's a really good fit. It makes sense with the direction that either I'm seeing the market going, or what I'm seeing, seeing things need, and like I like working with the company especially or something, then often we'll do like a webinar together. And that webinar will often be to their list, designed to maximize their ability to convert their own leads using this kind of content, that people will, hop on the webinar and not feel like it's just a pitch for the product, but rather feel like they're getting a lot of value. And so it can be a big part of, something that they can promote to get some great results that way. They can, use the recordings as a way to have evergreen content to continue to drip out to their list. Depending on the nature of the relationship, sometimes we go further and we take those same concepts and we either do more webinars if there's maybe alternate angles to promote the same thing, or if there's more ways where we can take that content and break it down into smaller pieces and actually make it part of a drip campaign or something. So there's lots of different ways that we end up working together, but really it starts with first doing that podcast episode together, sort of getting a feel for how we might promote their product through this this more content driven approach. Then we go to the webinar, and then from there we see if anything else makes sense.
That's really smart, because it sounds like you have this ready-made audience sitting there, and you're basically testing the product, right? Or you're testing the service that the company has come to you with, right? With your own podcast, right?
Exactly.
And then you can figure out what the strategy is after that. That's very smart. That's really smart. That's really cool.
And honestly, part of it is similar to kind of these, this conversation that you and I are having right now, right? It's an interesting thing that I can do, where I am simultaneously able to create content for my audience that, because of the way I structure this information, it's good, useful, and valuable content, right? It's a way to teach concepts that will actually help real estate agents, while at the same time, networking with other SaaS companies to see if there's good opportunities there or not for us to work together. Promoting those companies and maybe making some affiliate revenue off of that process. Basically getting that opportunity where, instead of just saying like, hey, real estate SaaS company, can I get 15 minutes of your time to pitch you on an idea? Instead of doing that, I say, hey, can we meet together? And I want to promote you. And through that process, I'm going to get to learn more about you and see if there's an opportunity. And fairly naturally, if it makes sense for us to work together, that's a natural outcome, rather than feeling like something where I'm kind of having to force it. It's this really fun blend of, content creation, for my own audience, while at the same time being a sales and prospecting tool for my business as well.
And I did mention in episode zero that you and Richard Matthews were the impetus for me creating this, because I shared this right at our mastermind, right? And you said, just do this. And that, I think, is brilliant. You're right, because you know, in addition to helping somebody else, like you said, I have a podcast, and then now I can repurpose it and do all these things with, you know, promote the podcast. I can create a blog post out of it. You know, I have social media content, and a side effect of that is I'm also promoting you as well, right? And so that's I think it's a brilliant idea, and so yeah. So, and I'm glad you decided to come on to mine to help out. So it's great.
And but part of why it works so well and the strategy just ends up making sense when you're able to. It's not, I don't think every business, this is the kind of thing where that would necessarily be doable in every scenario. But when it works, part of what's cool is that we're always in this game of essentially getting people to jump over obstacles, right? And the reason why somebody ultimately jumps over an obstacle is because they believe that's something that they want is on the other side, right? And so the game that we play is either making the thing that's on the other side drastically better so that it's worth jumping over the obstacles in front of it, or by trying to minimize the obstacles so that no matter what's on the other side, it's just easy to jump over and get to the thing, right? And when we think about a sales process, part of what's going on in this world right now is that we're all inundated with opportunities. I made a joke in a chat that we were having before about, you know, what are the easiest ways to start getting pitched for coding positions is to just create a GitHub profile, apparently, because I have literally, I think every day at this point I'm getting 1 to 2 people reaching out trying to recruit me for a tech job, and yet I'm not really a coder.
Right.
And so we're inundated with these pitches and these press and these requests that we ultimately have to we fairly naturally just start figuring out. We have to block out the noise, and so the perception of what has to be on the other end of when I'm willing to talk to somebody has to feel like I'm not likely to be wasting my time. And if I just say, hey, can I get 15 minutes of your time so I can pitch you on something? Well, the chances of that being a waste of my time are actually pretty decent, right? That's very often, because most people aren't doing their due diligence to see, do I actually have a need for your product, right? Is that 15 minutes going to be well spent or not? They don't care. They're just trying to get the 15 minutes, right? And so by switching that and saying, instead of me trying to get 15 minutes of your time, can I give you something? Can I give you something valuable? Can I promote you? Can I amplify your message? Can I put a spotlight on you to my audience and have that be a reasonable thing where they feel like that is supposed to be, you know, or that is going to be a valuable thing for them, right? And by, you know, by setting it up as a podcast with the right audience and all that kind of thing, yeah, it's very easy to understand. Sure, yeah, it makes sense for me to take the time and come on and talk to you, right? And yet at the same time, they're getting the benefit out of it. I'm getting the benefit of building that relationship. And, you know, I get to do all these same things at the same time. I'm networking, I'm prospecting, I'm, you know, creating content, and it's all done with essentially one activity that's fairly simple.
Yeah, and I love that, because I was recently complaining about that. You know, yeah, people, because you're right. They don't care. They're just trying to get the meeting. But our time is valuable. So we're being very picky about where we're going to spend our time. But they don't care, because they're just trying to get it, you know, in the call with us to pitch. And I wonder how many people you've probably just rendered speechless, because I love how you said you turn it around. I want to give you something, you know, and they're probably getting no's all day long. I think that's really, that's kind of a cool way to turn it around. Plus, you know, I do get people introducing me, like you do this too. Like they say, hey, I think you guys might be a good fit. Like it's not a direct referral saying, oh, this person needs the service, go buy from her. It's just literally a networking call. And so I do like that too, about how it's, you know, it's something you can use, I can use, you know, I'm giving something as well to you for that. So you know, I love, that's a brilliant idea. So, two things. What's the name of your podcast? And
yeah, my podcast is called Real Estate Growth Hackers.
Real Estate Growth Hackers.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. Cool. Yep, that's the name of my brand. That's the name of the podcast, at least as it currently exists. So yeah, it's called Real Estate Growth Hackers. And then in terms of how you could potentially help me, I mean, are you asking you directly or like your audience? What do you mean?
So how can I help you? Is there anybody I can connect you with? I think, you know, no matter who hears this, it would still be relevant to them. You know, how can we help you? What do you need right now that we could help you with? Do you need to be connected to resources or people, or, you know, how can we help you get to the next stage of the cool stuff you're working on?
Yeah, great question. So I honestly right now, in terms of like obstacles I'm facing, I don't have anything top of mind that I need a person for, but it is always worthwhile. Any companies that have a, you know, a software service, especially if they either have a strong niche in the real estate market, or even, you know, there are many companies that actually exclusively work in that space. But even if they just have a segment where real estate makes a lot of sense, maybe getting those referrals in so I could get them on my show and promote them and see if it's a good fit. That's always a good standard option right now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll definitely keep my eye open. So basically any, you know, just connect you with any CEO of a company, who's in that space servicing the realtor, you know, space, and just connect with you. That's an easy thing to do. But yeah, I guess, how do we connect? How do we connect them to you? Is there like, do we go on your web? Like, what's the best way for me to connect them to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I mean, you and I are connected personally, so you know channels that you can connect to me directly. But otherwise, you know, anybody else who happens to listen to this, you can feel free to connect with me on Facebook, Zachary W. Hammer. You'll see that I have my employment or whatever set as Real Estate Growth Hackers. I've got a big goofy grin on my face and all of my profile photos. You can connect with us at realestategrowthhackers.com and send a support message in, or connect with us, you know, anywhere where you see Real Estate Growth Hackers and get us a message and we'll be sure to connect up.
Okay, very cool. I'll spread the word. Well, thanks again for joining me today, Zach. I really appreciate this virtual coffee session that you agreed to. I really learned a lot too. I mean, you have my brain spinning too, more about what I can do with this podcast now that I just started it. So I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks for having me.